The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, obviously, the sooner the spread of the virus is tackled, the better. And with that in mind, we're joined by some people who are trying to do just that. Martin Curley is digital lead at the HSE, Conor McGinn of ACRA, and on the phone I'm joined by Sonia Neary, CEO of Wellola, and Eamon Costello of Patient Empower. You're all very welcome to the programme. Martin Curley, if I could start with you. Health has tended to lag other sectors when it comes to technology, and this is right upon us now. Is it possible to accelerate that gap, accelerate things and close that gap?
Yeah, thanks, Richard. You're absolutely right. In healthcare in general is about a decade behind other industries like banking or retail or manufacturing in terms of adopting digital technologies. And in Ireland, we're actually probably about 5 years behind the mainstream European countries in the use of digital technology in our hospitals and primary care centres. At the HSE, with the support of Paul Reid, our CEO, we have a 5 to 7 year plan to transform, to become a European leader from a European laggard. But in the face of the COVID crisis, we're actually having to move a lot quicker. And it's actually a tremendous catalyst. And what we're seeing, I was talking with a GP colleague earlier in the week, we're probably seeing about 3 years worth of development happening in 3 weeks, which is phenomenal.
Necessity is the mother of invention. Exactly. What kinds of things are you seeing happening now? Are you involved in?
Well, there's a whole range of tools that we're looking at. We're currently tracking a portfolio of about 45 solutions that are targeted for implementation over the next couple of weeks. You'll talk to Eamon from Patient Empower shortly, but in the space of 2.5 weeks, a remote monitoring solution for COVID-19 has been developed, and this will probably be the most sophisticated remote monitoring solution that's available in Europe. You'll talk to Sonia Neary shortly, and Sonia and her team, as well as another company, Nua Solutions, have pivoted, and within 2 days they had developed a software for GP video consultations. And I think we all know that it's much safer for GPs and patients.
And from a HSE point of view, you're progressing as quickly as you can with these. You mentioned Eamon Costello, CEO of Patient Empower, is on the line. Eamon, what is the technology that you have developed?
Yeah, so we've 5 years experience working in lung and kidney disease. And I suppose essentially we've repurposed that 5 years of working with leading lung disease centres in Ireland and around the world in a matter of weeks to develop a COVID-19 solution. So COVID-19 being a respiratory illness, we had many of the techniques and measures already developed. So what it is for patients, essentially, it's an app that allows them to monitor their COVID-19 symptoms, record their temperature. And some patients will also be given a medical device called a pulse oximeter. Now, this connects to the app and essentially measures the percentage of oxygen in the blood. And this is one of the key measures which defines the severity of COVID-19.
Is that used for diagnosis of it or for those who have it and it's a way of monitoring the severity?
It's for those that have it. So this currently is live and it's only prescribed to people that have it. So it's a way of allowing the healthcare teams to discharge people early where, you know, they may still have some concerns, but they think they're well enough to go home, but they can continue to monitor them from home. So this measure that they monitor called the oxygen saturation, that really kind of helps them to understand if they're getting better or if they're declining. And if there's any problems, they can call them back into the hospital. And what this allows them to do is preserve essential capacity in the hospital, keep as many people at home as possible.
Okay. Sonia Neary, CEO of Wellola. Just tell me a little bit about the online platform that you've developed.
Sure. Thanks for having me. So I suppose at Wellola, we've always been advocates of the hospital at home care model. And we know how vital it is, that relationship between patients and their own GP and caregiver. So what we do is we offer secure online tools to these clinicians so that they can remotely care for patients. The platform that we have for the HSC entities is hscovid19.ie. It's GDPR and HIPAA compliant, and it's hosted in Ireland and the EU. At its simplest, you can have a secure video via a secure text link. So for those that are not that tech savvy, once they have a smartphone with a camera and a video, they can talk to their GP securely that way. And then there's a more comprehensive suite of tools in the free patient app. So things like screening forms, sharing resources, etc. And I suppose some of the GPs that we're talking to are really cognizant that they may be working from their kitchen table pretty soon. And the tool allows them to do that because it's a shared care record. So they can connect kind of to the mothership, you know, the practice manager in their clinic, share files with their colleagues and connect to their patients. So it gives the flexibility to allow for protecting the clinician and the patient securely.
Right. Conor McGinn of Startup Acura, you're looking at the whole area of UV light and using UV.
Yes. So UV light technology is a proven to be very clinically effective at disinfecting surfaces. So disinfecting as opposed to cleaning. Cleaning is really just removing dirt and, you know, surface properties, whereas disinfecting is actually getting down into the microbiology, killing the germs, whether that's, you know, in this case, fungus, or sorry, in this case, a virus, but it equally kills bacteria and fungus. The technology has been quite effective in lots of cleaning applications for 20 or 30 years. And what we're trying to do is mobilize that so we can apply it in the healthcare system.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the COVID-19 situation, we hear lots of stories of businesses that have contingency plans and they're getting people to come in and sanitize a room or an office, whatever it might be. In China, they were using robots to do that.
Yes, they've started to use it extensively, and it's precisely because it's just that effective. At the moment, we're heavily reliant on chemical-based cleaning solutions, and they just take so long to do, whether it's a person coming into the room and manually wiping surfaces down, which, because these things are, we can't visibly see them, it's very easy for them to miss surfaces. And equally, it takes a long time. And, you know, at a time like this, when you know, everyone is you know, really, you know, putting in the work, we just don't have the manpower to do a lot of these things. I guess what's more serious and one of the bigger things we've observed is just, like, you know, the kind of frontline equipment, critical equipment, whether it's X-rays or CAT scan machines, like, you know, those things, like, the more time it takes us to clean them, the less time we're spending, you know, actually doing the tests.
And what you're developing, what's different about it?
Well, I think there's two core things. One is that we think it can slash the time it takes to clean these rooms. You know, the really deep chemical cleans can take like up to 5 hours. They often also require you to completely evacuate the rooms, which is not practical. So the kind of the two key things here is, like, we think, you know, one is that it can radically reduce the time it takes to clean the rooms, which massively increases the productivity, the rate at which we can get people to get these scans done. The second thing is, because we don't need to evacuate the room, we can bring the technology into areas that normally we can't disinfect very easily. So, you know, in a hospital setting, that could be things like bathrooms. We know that...
People working there are not hit with the UV rays.
Well, our technology, we have, you know, systems in place to provide safety around that. So we're working actually with the team in Intel, and we have been for a number of months now. And Jonathan Byrne and Dave Maloney, who are real experts in the technology, have helped us build vision systems so that it turns the light off if someone comes in contact with it.
And how far away are you from having this as a commercial product with maybe backing the HSE or whatever is required?
Well, I think actually the agility that Conor and actually also Eamon and Sonia have shown over the last couple of weeks means actually these devices could come into production very soon. Just the story with Conor, you know, he emailed us on last week on the Tuesday. We met on Wednesday, and by Friday he actually had a working prototype in the halls of Dr. Stevens. So what we want to do, there's the device has been in test in one of the major Dublin hospitals this week, and we will meet with the microbiologists there and try and put a plan together to actually move into producing these devices. As another example, S3 Connected Health are, you know, formidable digital health company here in Ireland, and I'm going to Beaumont directly after this meeting, and we hope to turn on a system live in Beaumont on Monday. This system didn't exist last Sunday. And there's Professor Richard Costello there. He was in the hospital last week, and he was looking around A&E and he said, how are we going to cope with the surge of patients? So S3 with him and RCSI have developed a tool to actually be able to triage. So you have 70 patients. You have to figure out very quickly who are the sickest patients, who needs ventilation. And that solution hopefully will be in beta test in Beaumont on Monday. Didn't exist a week ago. And we would hope to build a design pattern, if the system is successful, that we could replicate across A&E, across the country.
Quickly on it. Eamon Costello, one of the things about digital, about telemedicine, about remote medicine is culturally, people will say, I would rather see a doctor face to face. And to some extent, maybe that has held things back and we're missing out on some of the benefits of it. But it's also a very legitimate thing for people to want, isn't it?
It is, I suppose, and it's natural that has been a concern in the past. But I suppose the phrase "we're living in a new world" has been used a lot in the last couple of weeks, and now many people, you know, don't want to or can't go anywhere near a hospital. And in particular, you know, high risk, you know, lung disease patients, we're also rolling out solutions for these in different hospitals in Ireland. So, you know, they're now cocooning at home and they have to receive care away from the hospital. So with devices like connected spirometers, they can receive a similar level of care at home, talking to their healthcare team, getting access to the data of how their lungs are performing. So, you know, it has been a legitimate concern in the past, but I suppose the change in the environment is forcing new systems and new ways of delivering care on us all.
And Conor, one of the things as the virus takes hold even more and greater pressure comes on the health system, there are all kinds of sanitization issues that do arise, and time is one of them. So you reckon that what you are developing can do just as thorough a job as what's there, but more quickly?
Well, I think to be clear, there's definitely a need for you know, the chemical based cleaning, which is what exists. But like what the clinical studies show is that the most effective way to do the cleaning is to use both, because like the strengths of the chemical solution, you know, maybe the UV light doesn't do as well. So for example, surfaces that the light doesn't hit, there's not much you can do there. So there is a degree in which you do need the chemical, but if you can complement that with UV, then you know that's the game changer. And if you can reduce the time to do it, then that's also the game changer. And I do think it can do both. The fact that we're able to bring this into areas that currently rigorous cleaning procedures can't exist in. So, for example, buses, trains, Lewis's. These are areas where we bring. There's lots of people touching things, and it's very, very hard to clean these things. Like, we could put our robot up and down those corridors at the terminus, and you know, all of a sudden you've introduced a hell of a lot better solution than what's already there. So, you know, I think the HSC have been fantastic to us. We're working very closely, I should say, with microbiology labs. We're working with Michael Beckett and his team in Trinity. They're in there. You know, not just in the last couple of weeks, but we've been doing this for over a year. So we've a wealth of evidence to show the effectiveness of this. And in terms of the safety aspect, that's a key thing we want to do as well, because as you mentioned, UV light is something that you need to be careful about, because it can harm the skin and eyes. And we have been, you know, working with to make sure that what we're bringing in is safe. And not only that.
So you're going to have all the I's dotted and the T's crossed and all
that.
Well, thank you very much for hearing about the developments and what you're doing. Martin Curley, digital lead at the HSE, Conor McGinn, Sonia Neary and Eamon Costello.